is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Just about 10 minutes from now, Tina from CAPS, the Carolina Area Paranormal Society, is going to be in the studio. Every year we pick a lucky listener or MRL show family member who thinks they're having some sort of a poltergeist.
Is that lucky?
Well, yeah, I mean, because you know what? She's so busy.
Yeah.
She can't come to everybody's house to investigate.
I meant the whole ghost part.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
True. Roy thinks you're lucky if you have a ghost. But Tina's going to be in here. We went to Adele's house in Fort Mill. Adele will be on the phone with us coming up around 7 a.m. this morning. Tina's going to give us the results. As she said, and we've been talking about this all week, something that's never happened to her before in a ghost hunt happened at Adele's house. So we'll get into that. Plus, there's audio of what I can totally hear as a voice coming through in their ghost technology. We'll have that for you, too, coming up in just about 10 minutes.
But speaking of haunted houses, Manny, there is a new poll put out by Realtor.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked people if they would be interested in buying a house that was haunted. And plenty of Americans said yes.
Yeah. Like, in other words, perfect property, perfect neighborhood.
They, you know, they said, we'll get into the breakdown, but like 15% of them said if the price was cheaper, and 9% of them said that if the kitchen was larger and it was in a better neighborhood, they would consider buying the house. But Realtor.com said that they've broken them into three categories. 18% of people said that they would buy the home without hesitation. 49% said they would never buy a haunted house. And 40% of people said that they feel like they've lived in a haunted house before.
I would buy a haunted house in a heartbeat.
If you went and you found out that, yes, Roy, it's perfect. They got the pool in the backyard. They got the acres that you and Sterling want. But yet there's some spirits that live in the house. You'd be like, okay.
Yeah, you know, I don't pick up on things typically. So I probably would never even know there's a ghost there.
No, but they're going to tell you. That's the thing. It's like, this is, you are being told.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you tell me that. But once I move in, I still probably won't pick up that there's a ghost.
You know, I think maybe I'd rather deal with, like, a ghost infestation than, like, a cockroach infestation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, 704-570-9595. Do you think we're going to find anybody who would say, I knew the history of the house
and it
was
still bought it?
And it was a bad history, but I still bought it? If anybody has a story to share like that, you knew the history, there might be a ghost or there's something weird happened, 704-570-9595, if you still bought the house.
I would think the ghost is really helpful. Like, I'd go to the kitchen and all the cabinets are open. I'm like, thank you. That's so nice.
The ghost is just getting mad.
Yeah.
Slamming your hand in the door and stuff. Hey, ghost, will you pick up the kids for me? Thanks.
I think it would be really hard to pass up something, though, that, like, if you were, you know, looking for a pool and a large kitchen in a great neighborhood and you found that and the price was so good, I don't know. I think
you're on the point up on Lake Norman.
Yeah, like, I would definitely still have a conversation with Dallas about it and be like, well, I don't know, maybe we can hire a Tina to come in and get rid of the
stuff. Well, she would.
Stuff.
That's part of Tina's job.
I know.
CAPS.
It would always still be in the back of my mind, though. Like, anything.
Really?
Yeah. Like, Dallas would move something. I'd be like, that's it. They're back. We got to go.
If you knew that your house had some sort of a weird history and yet you still moved into it, 704-570-9595. We'd love to hear your stories on that. I mean, I heard mixed things. I think my realtor friend said you don't need to reveal whether or not the people that lived in the house before had dealt
passed
with ghosts.
In there. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you do.
Or dealt with ghosts or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I'm going to become a realtor soon. I'll tell you the law whenever I learn it. It'll be one of the first things I ask. And then the rest, which watch? I don't know.
That whole closing thing. Yeah. You know, we'll get there.
I mean, perfect example of a beautiful house is in the Amityville Horror. They're in Long Island in a really nice neighborhood. They live right on the water.
Yeah.
It's an old Victorian house. And the thing is like the gateway to hell. It's not even a light haunting.
Beautiful view.
but it does. It's right on the water and stuff.
Yeah. And see, I guess if somebody told me that like multiple families had been like the
Amityville.
Yes. I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't do that.
This may seem stupid, but is there like really haunted houses like that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think that Amityville thing is based on a true story.
Yeah.
Oh, because I've never, like, seen or heard.
See, be careful what you wish for, mister. I would like to be haunted.
Well, but like the TV show Ghost Hunters has never gone to a house like...
Because they brought, the owners probably don't want them in there.
See, I would think I would want them in there.
Well, and I think in Amityville, wasn't the ghosts were possessing the people?
Oh, yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were.
So did you see the remake with Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Is Ryan Reynolds in that?
I don't know if it's Ryan Reynolds.
The original is so good. And I know you're going to think I'm old. And no, I didn't go to the movie theater.
No, they're both good.
Oh, I didn't see the remake. I was afraid because the original was so good.
The original is good. I've seen that one.
You did?
Yeah.
That's an old 70s movie, Roy. I'm surprised that you saw that.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It was Ryan Reynolds.
With James Brolin, I believe.
Yeah.
You can also text us 704-570-9595 and let us know about the house that you grew up in or the house that you bought. If you knew it had a weird history, we'll take your calls on that.
Peace, sir.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Lots of people are on hold. You know, the question that we threw out there, Loren, you said how many, what was the percentage of people that said that they, if they found the perfect house and they, even though it was haunted, they would still move into it?
15% of people said that they would buy the house if it was cheaper, it had a larger kitchen, and it was in a better neighborhood.
And slash, it was haunted.
Yes.
Yeah. That's interesting to me. And we want to know if you bought a house knowing that there might have been a potential weird history to the house. Because that's got to be a major turnoff.
We're already getting text messages from people. Vin texted us and said, and not my brother, said he bought a house and it was an old one that was built in the 1940s. He knew that the original owner had died in the house, but later found out that there was a gravestone under the, like in the floor.
Oh.
And so they had replaced it, but I guess they had like, you know, rustled up some stuff and things would go missing and they... that he would find them in the most obvious places afterwards.
Whoa.
Interesting.
Weird. All right, let's head over to the phones, Roy.
All right, 704-570-9595. Let's talk with Frankie. Did you guys get into a haunted house?
No, I did not get into a haunted house. But my husband passed away at home, and I sold the house a year later. Uh-huh. And 2 years later, my neighbor there called me up and said, they're going to sue you for not disclosing that your husband died in the home.
The new homeowners who you sold the house to, your old neighbor said they were going to sue you for not disclosing that.
Yeah, 2 years later, they found out that my husband did die at home, and they wanted to sue me, but in North Carolina, you do not have to disclose it.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah, a lot of people die in homes.
Yeah, people like, go home. I mean,
I've, out hospice, of all the places I want to die, I kind of want to die at home.
Right.
Yeah, it was just crazy. They were so mad.
I mean, were they sensing anything from your husband, or what was the reason why they were mad? Because someone told them.
Well, they had said 6 months after they moved in, there's weird stuff going in the house. And listen, I agree. There was stuff that went on right after my husband died that completely freaked me out.
Your husband was haunting, huh?
I think it was so weird. And like the TV, he got up every morning at 5:30. And every morning at 5:30, my TV would come on. We unplugged it, we reset it. There was no timer on it. And at 5:30, it would still come on.
Your TV came on when you unplugged it?
Well, we unplugged it to reset it.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Because I was like,
how crazy would that be?
Thanks, Frankie. I know.
I'd be taking that TV apart. Where's the battery?
I'd take it on the road with me. Make money on it.
When you move out of a house, you usually take that TV with you. So I wonder if the new family is having the same issue. Maybe it's an electrical thing.
That's what Tina from Caps would say, is that the outlet's bad.
Let's bring in Cynthia in Indianland. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Halloween, Cynthia. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so when I was growing up, the house that we lived in, the mother, she was an older lady. She actually passed away in the house before we moved in. And so when we were living there, there were all sorts of things that happened. And we call it, we would say, you know, granny's haunting the house. But just for instance, in the middle of the night, we had this really big picture in the kitchen and it fell off the wall, hit the floor. We heard the glass shatter. So we come running into the living room and the picture is a couple of feet away from where it was on the wall. And it was just nicely propped against the wall, no broken glass, no anything. And there was no explanation for what we heard. I mean, we all heard it. But there was nothing broken. It was just
that's creepy.
Nicely set up against the wall. And there were always instances like there was a guitar in the house and it would randomly like make a strumming noise.
Anything good?
No, just, you know, like somebody ran their fingers across.
Right.
She's like, it was like John Mayer's uncle.
But then our house burned down when I was like in the fifth or sixth grade.
Oh, that's the worst.
After that, though, nothing happened.
That's so weird.
Once we rebuilt the house, nothing happened.
Whoa. Can I ask how it burned? I want to know how it burned. Like, was it the ghost?
Oh, it was an electrical. They ruled it an electrical issue with some of the wiring.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Cynthia.
Thank you, guys.
It's just so funny to me that, like, I think once you find out that the house has a history, and I'm going to ask Tina this, but your senses have to become elevated.
Heightened, yeah.
And heightened, and you have to be, like, more open to it, I would think.
Right? I'd imagine, yeah. Because, again, like me, I would never notice.
Right, but if you knew the house you moved into, maybe that somebody passed away.
I would think a knock is something else.
Yeah, especially on weird circumstances.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so like somebody was, like, murdered.
Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.